You. Yes, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burnt up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's first reading, we hear how merciful God is. God chose the people of Israel not because they were the best people, they were the well-behaved, but he chose them to become a good example to all other nations, how good God is, how loving God is, how compassionate God is. The people of Israel, they were sinners, they were unfaithful, they were stubborn. In the reading today, we see God raising a prophet, Jeremiah, and he goes to preach to the people, inviting them back into a relationship with their God. However much they had sinned, they were unfaithful, Jeremiah invites the people, first of all, to repent, to think of their sinfulness and come back to God. And he raises a prayer. He says, "For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Among the nations idol, is there any that gives rain? Or can their mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things." This is the petition of God, to show mercy to the people, those who had sinned, those who had gone astray. And when we come to the gospel, again, our Lord Jesus Christ gives the parable of the wheat among weeds. And he explains this parable to his disciples, a parable that we can even relate, that even us, sometimes, we are like wheat. Yes, things are going well. That's when we come to prayer all the time. That's when we receive the sacraments all the time. We come to Mass. Yes, we are wheat, good seed. But at the other times, we are like weeds, judging others, being resentful, or even unforgiving, being proud of ourselves. But again, Jesus puts together this parable to show us that God is a merciful God, that even when we go astray, even when we are like weeds, He gives us a chance. He gives us another time to repent. He gives us time to come back to Him, to come back into a relationship. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate this Eucharist this morning, let us ask God to show us His mercy, His kindness, His forgiveness. Let us also open our hearts, our ears, that we may become that good wheat among weeds. The wheat that will shine like the sun in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.